Welcome back. Double D, give me a little something, man. I gotta wake up.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, the wedding of the year.
Thank you, buddy. Coming up on the show, wow, what a transition. The Saints named their starting quarterback, but is it the right call? Chelsea, I have some great news for you. Great news for you. I thought of you yesterday, and I was going to read this story, but I thought, let's save this. Because guess what was released officially yesterday at Starbucks? That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. It's here. Officially released yesterday. So if you're looking for a PSL, guess what? You can do it. It's that time. And this year, new on the menu, if you're curious, a pecan oat milk cortado. And Italian sausage egg bites. I did not know what a cortado was. So I looked
it
up.
What is a cortada?
It is basically espresso with a little steamed milk to sort of cut the strength of the bite of the espresso. So there you go. But it also has pecan oat milk in it. As opposed to, which, you know, regular milk. I don't know how I feel about that. But everyone loves their pumpkin spice lattes. And now you can drop by your local Starbucks, pay your $10 for it, and you're good to go.
It was the perfect basic girl day, right? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, pumpkin spice latte. Like,
seriously,
things are trending in the right direction for us in the basic girl world. But here's my issue with the pumpkin spice latte coming out so early. Okay. By the time it's actually pumpkin spice season, you're going to be tired of pumpkin spice lattes. I know this because I have walked this path before. So buyer beware. Do not start drinking PSLs in August, because the time you get to November, you're like, all right, is it time for Christmas yet? But maybe since we start Christmas decorating earlier and earlier, maybe it does make sense to push back like the fall start date. Since we start decorating for Christmas, what, like before Thanksgiving? Like, have we settled on this?
Let me just say, sorry, I zoned out for a second because I saw someone post on X, Twitter. By the way, give me some clarification. Do I need to say X or should I just say Twitter?
Say whatever you want.
Just say Twitter.
All right.
I'm not giving
you that. I don't think people
care.
That's the way I feel. Okay. Thank you. I'm going from Twitter from now on. So I saw someone post on Twitter, only 121 days until Christmas. I'm like, are you? And they reposted like a picture of Santa and his reindeer. I forget who this was. And I was like, is this a real post? I'm like, let's not have a countdown to Christmas in the final week of August. What are we doing?
Like, I love Christmas as much as the next person. But when you start getting in the Christmas mindset, like, that takes away the specialness of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Like, it's special because it's not the entire year. It's fine to listen to Christmas songs 2 months out of the year, but nothing more. Plus, it's still basically summer. Like, it's hard to get in that mindset when it's not even fall yet. Like, I don't know, depending on what state you live in. Like, we did have some cooler temps yesterday here in Nashville. But still, when it's 85 degrees, like, no.
Also, when I have a pumpkin spice latte, like, I need it super hot. Like, I don't like it when it starts to get warm. Like, it has to be really hot for me to really enjoy it. And so right now, when it's still sometimes like high 80s, low 90s, I don't want a hot, super hot pumpkin spice latte. But at the very least, it's here. So all the basic girls, it is. I mean, this is your time, right? This is your time to shine.
Hell yeah.
And also, in New Orleans, guess who gets to shine this year?
Oh,
yeah. Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler is your QB1 in New Orleans. There's no good way to make that transition, guys. So here's an awesome sentence. You ready for this? Rattler won the battle between Jake Haner and Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
Woof.
Ooh. What a quarterback room.
God.
Like, this has to be the worst quarterback room in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like there are other teams where their third-string quarterback would probably be better than what they have to offer in New Orleans. So I think you can make a pretty solid case for the Saints to have the worst record in the NFL. They are the favorite at 4-1. you could even pick a couple teams, you know, with this type of with these type of odds. Yeah. So I think the Saints are definitely going to be in the running. At least maybe you can hedge your bet like later on in the season. But it doesn't feel to me like this is a team that's going to get off to a hot start. So I am not high on New Orleans, and I feel like I shouldn't have to explain myself.
No, you don't. The Saints' odds are wild, and in the worst way. To have the fewest wins in the NFL, they're 4-1. They are the favorite. I mean, 4-1 for the worst team, and Spencer Rattler quarterback, I might put some money on that. Win total is set at 4.5. To win the NFC South, they're 15-1. That's just to win the division. To win the NFC, they're 150-1. Like, this is going to be a really, really bad football team.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, I know that we make fun of the NFC South a lot, but I think it's going to be a little better this year. Like, the Bucs are always good. Like, I think people love to knock the NFC South, but the Bucs are usually good, at least for the last few years. And if you expect anything from the Saints, I think they're going to be better. Like, maybe the Panthers take a turn. Bryce Young at least showed some flashes last year of maybe improving. I'm not saying they're going to be like a 10-win team. I am just saying they are fully capable of running the table against the Saints. So the NFC South is going to be a challenge, I think, for the Saints.
Remember when Shuck said this summer on a podcast, "Don't be surprised if I suck early"? I'm like, ah, that's a Saint. That's Saints talk right there. That's a guy who's Saints ready to play talk. In New Orleans. Saints talk. That's why we drafted him. He's got the right attitude to play for this team. Hey, guys, I might suck. You know what? You're Saints material. You're Saints material. Also, when you look at Spencer Rattler, do you remember that high school video of him when he was in high school being the biggest jerk on the planet and insulting like another quarterback on his team, the backup quarterback, and just eviscerating him for no real reason? Now, he has apologized for that. Do you remember that video?
I did, since we put it in the rundown. Like, I definitely Googled it. But I didn't see it when it surfaced for the first time. But I would like to do like a little aside, because with social media now so prevalent, like, I think a lot of us made mistakes in high school. Sure. And a lot of us probably weren't the best people when we were teenagers. So I feel like since then he has been humbled. And, you know, last year was a real humbling experience in the NFL. So he has not been, you know, at the top of the mountain. So I feel like he has probably changed since then.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I think everyone, you know, at some point when you're maturing and you're a high schooler, you just do dumb things. You say dumb things. It doesn't excuse everything. But it always kind of bothers me when you'll see someone who is a young adult or just an adult, and someone will look for something that they did like 10 years earlier as a kid. Like, look at this. Look what they did back when they were a junior in high school. Can you believe this? It's like, guys, I was 16 years old. Like, I was an idiot. You know, a lot of people are just like, your brains are still developing. You're still learning about the world. You're saying things without really thinking about them. I'm not excusing all behavior, but you know what I mean? We've all kind of been there where you look back and you're like, yeah, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I saw a funny TikTok the other day that was saying, have you followed the show Girls on HBO? Like, it's not a new
show. Oh, I love
it. But they were saying every single character on Girls is unlikable. And it's a show about girls in their 20s. And then the host was like, yeah, but I'm in my 20s and all of my friends are unlikable. They make the worst decisions. People in their 20s are generally unlikable. And now that I'm a savvy vet in my 30s, I feel like I can say that as well, because, you know, I wasn't as good of a person when I was in my 20s. You think about yourself first, and that's kind of the name of the game when you are younger. So I think it goes to even your 20s.
I always have this debate with the lovely Catherine, because we always say, God, I wish we had met sooner. And of course, I'm biased. I think she's beautiful. And I'm like, if you were in your 20s and you'd met me, I'm just like, I'm not really convinced you would have been into me. And she's like, oh, I absolutely would have. I'm like, I don't know. You know, you change as you get older. And I'm like, you're pretty sassy. Like, you being sassy in your 20s, I think you would have been like, oh, this guy's such a dork. I was like, I don't know. So we go back and forth on that. But obviously, you know, when you're younger, you look at the world a different way.
I think that's the wild part of like professional sports, is that I think that we forget that a lot of these guys are still in their 20s. Like, even Micah Parsons. Like, you look at this petty nonsense he does, which, like, okay, it's one incident. But, like, he's a young guy still. So, like, I think you have to have some wiggle room there to where, like, you have to expect these type of things occasionally. Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody is a grown adult when they're 25 years old, but they make so much money, they have this big platform that I think people forget that.
Yeah, I absolutely think that's the case because they are playing a grown man sport or in any sport, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're a pro, mm-hmm. and a lot of the people watching are, you know, older, they have families, and you forget. This guy's 22. You know that, right? Like, he's still, like, learning how to become an adult. And when you're that young, you have to handle a lot of money and fame and cameras and people tracking everything you do. It's just a different world. Well, will we see more of Tommy DeVito?
Tommy!
Oh, Tommy Cutlets! Hey, Tommy! Where you going, huh? So, Tommy... cut yesterday from the Giants. Tommy Cutlets. So he could be claimed off of waivers. If not, maybe he rejoins the Giants practice squad from Jersey. Remember a couple years ago went viral when he had that nice little run. Actually, his best game was against Washington. 3 touchdowns, 0 picks. I remember that. 3-3 as an NFL starter. 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I hope we see him back. I mean, that's a fun little story. We knew it would probably flame out pretty quickly, and it did. But we'll always have a couple years ago when Tommy was all the talk of the NFL.
Well, more importantly, I want to see his agent, like, trying to negotiate with teams. Because remember, his agent was, like, a big part of the lore. Because if you imagine somebody who went with the narrative of Tommy Cutlets, yes. Italian... like, this is what you would imagine. He looked like a cartoon character.
Yes.
So I don't know if they are filming this anywhere, but I would love to see Tommy DeVito's agent negotiating these deals with some of these teams. Like, that's the show that we need, not the kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Throw in some pesto, you got a deal. All right, Tommy, let me get on the phone here. Oh, Tommy Cutlets. Well, it's a good story. And the fact that he played for the Giants, mm-hmm. being from Jersey, is incredible. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's mm-hmm. that was the perfect connection, because if he and his agent are playing in, I don't know, in
Phoenix.
Denver. Yeah, Phoenix. He'd be like, this doesn't make sense at all, you know? Oh, let's go play some golf this week. You'd be like, no, it doesn't make any sense. This doesn't work. But in, you know, the Meadowlands in New York City, Jersey area. Perfect. Also, Deontay Johnson cut from the Browns yesterday. His journey from, I think he made a Pro Bowl, actually. Had a 1,000-yard season a few seasons ago. And then traded from the Steelers to the Panthers in 2024. Panthers to the Ravens also in 2024. Released. Claimed by the Texans last year. Claimed by the Ravens this year. Released. Signed with the Browns. Released again. Like, I feel like when you go through that sort of journey in your NFL career, maybe your career is... coming to an end, because he was a decent receiver at one time, but now it just feels like done.
Yeah, it's tough in the NFL. It's the league of not for long, but Deontay Johnson did have a run there where he had good numbers. I remember putting prop bets on him because there weren't that many options when he was with the Steelers, but I don't know if there's some other things going on there, because I don't want to speculate because I don't want to be wrong, but we'd have to ask a Steelers person, because that also goes into the equation as well. Like, you see these veterans that stick around, you're like, what is going on there? And it's because they're such good clubhouse guys. So, like, I'm not necessarily, you know, surmising that Deontay Johnson is not a good clubhouse person, but I do think in the long haul, it helps you get jobs more. So, I don't know. I'd have to ask somebody.
Were you surprised that Xavier Restrepo was cut by the Titans? Because, look, he had a great connection with Cam Ward at Miami, and he was really good in college. So, I mean, I thought, hey, this is a great pickup, right? Like, you had that automatic connection. He was really dynamic. I never cease to be amazed by the fact that you can see someone in college and they look great, but there's something about their game that doesn't translate to the pros. And maybe he'll catch on somewhere else, right? It doesn't mean his career is over, but I was a little surprised to hear this for you.
No, because I feel like they roast him daily on the local talk radio shows here.
Oh, really?
So apparently there was a preseason game in which Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo got to the game like 8 hours early. And they're like, dude, you're a receiver. Like, you don't need to get to the game 8 hours early. What are you doing? Like, I think he was trying to do that thing where he was, like, trying to be a good teammate and stuff. But, like, I don't think he ever had a chance. Like, the way that they talked about him on the radio, like, he was not contending for a starting job. Like, he was contending for the practice squad. So I don't think it's a shock to anybody around here.
One more shock a little bit yesterday, if you followed his career, is the former top 10 pick out of Clemson, Isaiah Simmons, who has kind of bounced around the league a little bit, has been cut by the Green Bay Packers, has never really made an impact in the league. Coming up next on the show, Team USA might have found their starting quarterback for the Olympics in 2028, and he's never even played pro football. That and a whole lot more. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.